Okay, so we spoke about other reasons why there maybe need to fast. Yeah, so what are the reasons why may... Oh, yes. Hello. Mr. Who is this?
Stephen.
Is Stephen on?
Come on, Rabbi.
Hello, hello, hello.
You must be pleased, Rabbi.
I always am. Why?
Your football team won last night.
I see. Who is my football team?
Switzerland.
Switzerland won football.
They beat France.
Are they any good?
They were very good apparently last night. And we just won. So you never know. You could be meeting England in the final, Rabbi.
Pardon?
You could be meeting England in the final.
Oh, I see. All right. Okay. I must admit, Stephen, I'm not so into... I don't have so much knowledge, and I don't really follow the football so much. Not British and not Swiss, I'm afraid.
Apparently your football team did very well last night.
I'm pleased to hear. I will take the credit. Okay, Rabbi Isaac. Okay, it's quite, I must find it quite, eyes out for updating if there is a, very good, yeah, good. In case I cancel once or something. We have a list of groups, so if I cancel once, so, I don't cancel a lot, but when I do, you should know. Yeah. Okay, yeah, we can do that as well. Okay, we learned various reasons why there may be a reason for a fast. So we spoke about the pandemic. We spoke about what else was there? Why would the community fast? There was, if there is a pandemic amongst humans. Yeah, that's right. The decrees against the Jews. We spoke about Deva Bechazirim. If there is an illness by the swine flu, yeah, that's it. We spoke about earthquakes. What's missing? That's right. Yeah, yeah, good. We spoke about dangerous animals. Finally, we learned that if there is a if the produce is spreading some sort of, that's no good as well. Now, Rabbi Isai, the next one is also, I think, quite. It's amazing because it's all things that are happening. It's really amazing. Do you remember? I think that a few weeks ago, there was in Australia, there was a what?
Forest fires.
Not forest fires.
There were the rats, mice.
Mice, right? Yeah, you're right. It was mice. Yeah, but I'm afraid it was something else which can happen in Australia as well, which is very. No. Sieve test, bottom line. Grasshoppers, locusts. It's bad news. Why is locusts bad news? Pardon? Yeah, it's terrible. It's really bad. All you need to see one wing, literally, knaf. One wing of a grasshopper, a locust, the whole country fasts. Why so? It doesn't mean a wing, literally. It means, why? They are really bad. They eat up the entire harvest, and that means it's bad news. It's poverty. It's a bit like a famine. Now, there is a distinction, because Shulchan Aruch tells about a goyvai, shumin arbe b'chol shu, said he makes a distinction. Arbe is bad. It's a type of locust. It's the other, its cousin, which is not called Chagovim, but it's called Goivai, which is a different type of locust. We are very ignorant. Rabbi say we are so ignorant when it comes to locusts and grasshoppers, but they all look the same to us. But anybody out there who knows a thing or two about, do you know the Tamanim? The Tamanim, they're amazing. They have got them a certain, because Pasuk says that Goiva, you're allowed to eat. There are locusts which the Pasuk says you're allowed to eat.
Goivai.
That's right. You're allowed to eat that. You're allowed to ask. There are locusts which you're allowed to eat. And the Temanim have got a clear tradition. Generation. They take out the, say, these are the ones you're allowed to eat. To us, they all look the same. You try, but if you go in the, yeah, there is. I've spoken to him, he tells me it tastes like chicken. I've spoken to a Temanim Yid. He says it tastes exactly like chicken.
I know, you never know what they're not chicken. Ah.
Very good. I don't know. Yeah. Very good. So he tells, I spoke once, he told me that. So Rabbi said the point is, the point is that there are some you're allowed to eat, some you're not allowed to eat. The ones you're not allowed to eat is many, many Surya de Rice, it's really bad. The ones you're allowed to eat is, the question that the Mefarshim ask, and that's really got to do with meat as well, and turkeys, all that shayla, if they are able to identify the locust one is allowed to eat, so why don't they just show us which ones they're the fine ones, and then we eat them as well. That's assuming you want to have some locust for supper. Exactly, but why is there Messiah? Yeah, you're right. Of course, that's the answer. But why is it that their Messiah doesn't work for us?
How do they clean them?
They're
so dirty.
Why are they dirty? Locust, insects are clean. Insects are very, very clean. Insects are clean, absolutely. I think, I don't know, yeah, they're clean, right? So that's it. So it depends on one. Some of them are really bad for harvest. Some can eat up the entire crop and the entire produce. Some are not damaging at all. So it depends which ones. If it's obviously the chagovim, ain't misstanding of, it's the chagovim, they are no bad. They don't cause damage. Don't have to fast. All you need to do is daven, but people don't fast. But nowadays that we don't have great expertise, and we don't know exactly which ones are which ones are the damaging ones, which are the ones that don't cause a lot of damage. Al-Kulam Masim, no one would fast for any of them. Right, so that's another type of reason to fast. Comes the next one, which is the economic, financial one. See, if you third line, page 100. The chinala mizoinois, that's on the financial, economic down collapse, as it were. The chinala mizoinois, ketzat, harishuhuz the dvorim shel schoira, if merchandise decreases in value, shiroiv chai inche oisoir mehem. So, if there is one particular city which produces a lot of something, and that value drops. For example, could go in Klepishtan, one particular place produces a lot of linen, in Bovel they produce a lot of linen, for yain and wine, for sham and oil, Eretz Yisrael produces a lot of wine and oil, for nismait hamasiv amaton, and the business, the trade, the merchandise, the trade goes down. It's sold. Something which is worth normally 10 is now sold for 6. So that's a decrease of 40%. So note, a decrease of 40% is sufficient reason for a fast. If the town lives off something which collapses in value 40% down, one davens, one blows the shofar, one does proper tanis. For Shabbos, even on Shabbos, you would be daven for it. Ain't talking about Shabbos, but you don't blow the shofar on Shabbos. No shofar on Shabbos, but yes, fill on Shabbos if merchandise decreases 40% in value. So what would you say, 40%? You'd even daven on Shabbos. No shofar on Shabbos. Yeah. Merchandise lost value.
But you had a shop. And all the shop.
Yeah. Linen, or whatever the material is, the merchandise that is sold.
Everybody sells the same thing?
It's a place that specializes in that item.
And that town should.
Yeah. So, but the same would be, even if it's not specialized, if there's one particular... If in the, I think that's probably the correct word. Yes, recession, but recession which is specific for some particular merchandise. Not doesn't have to be everyone in that particular city. I'm sure there's also groceries and there's also estate agents and accountants. But But everybody will, it's the Tzoras Tzibur, because that village, that city, that area, the majority of the livelihood depends on that. They export.
It affects everything. All the
automatically, the knock-on will be wider than just...
PPE salespeople on July the 19th. They have to chuck it on the bin.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Maybe you should store it on
Stephen,
the side.
Stephen, 19th of July. Stephen, you're going to chuck in the bin, 19th of July. Saj said you'll be all right. Saji Javed. You'll be okay. Chuck in the bin, Stephen. Chuck it in the bin, Stephen.
Why?
You'll be okay. Your masks. All your masks. Chuck them in the bin.
What about my mask?
Chuck it in the bin.
Why?
July the 19th. It's the end of PPE.
Why?
It's the end.
Will that mean that there is a decrease of 40% of its value? If it does... No, I think it means.
That's the. If it's 30%, you don't.
That's correct, yes. It does mean. Yeah, there must be an economic value of 40%, which I'm sure Abiy Aslam can explain. Why is 40% significant?
Most people make. Well, if you think about the margins you're allowed to make. Oinar.
Yeah, the margin might be.
What's the margin for Oinar? 1/6 above the normal profit margin. So it goes beyond what now.
Perhaps. I was actually thinking on the line, I don't know the answer. I was thinking as I was learning this, does it mean 40% of what you're selling it for, or for the keren, for the actual, how much you paid for it? The what's called the
wholesale
value of the retail price. Well, is it 40% of that or that? I don't know. I'm not sure. Either way, it's a significant decrease if you're selling everything for 6 instead
of the retail, yeah.
Probably retail, yeah. Good question. Is it only Jewish? I don't know. It's a good question. I wasn't thinking about this. It doesn't say specifically. I mean, the truth is, the examples given is Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, which was mainly inhabited by Eden. So it may be. So let's think about an example. You're talking about if there is a Jewish community.
Of course, you don't. If they have a recession and they blame the Jews.
If England has a recession, then.
You're probably right. If everything goes down 40%, not just, you know, 5, 6, 8%, but everything goes, you might be right. I don't know. It could be. That one, yeah. Okay, say if you'd Aleph. V'chein al amot, same if there's rain, but here's not too little rain, rather it is. Keitzad, harishirobu aleim kshomim ashiyetzoru aleim, if there's too much rain, to an extent that it causes floods and damage. Harayelu mispalin, and then you'll daven for the abundance, for the too much rain. She'en l'cho, tzor yeser, shizu, mizu, there's no greater tzora, there's no greater agony and pain. She'batim no'eflim, that the houses collapse. Fenim tzubatim kivrem, and its house, and the houses end up being their kivrem. The houses end up being their kiva. So there's no greater tzor than that the houses chas v'sholem collapse. So if there's too much rain, the structure of the house, the building gets weakened, and the houses collapse. And that's there's no greater tzor than that. Who the eretz is? Pardon. Yeah. So that the drought is something which was mentioned. If there's, absolutely, that's the root of the halachas. If there's a drought, if there's not enough rain, this is now the opposite, which is also considered a great crisis that warrants tefillahs and tarnas. In Eretz Yisrael, there's no need to daven and fast when there is an abundance of rain. Why? Why is that in Eretz Yisrael it doesn't? But if there's still more than that,
it fills up the lakes.
Oh. So similar to what you're saying, because Eretz Yisrael is a country of mountains, and its houses are built with stones. If there's a lot of rain, that's very good. You'd never daven to get rid of good. So there's never too much rain in Eretz Yisrael. It's built in a way that it's built on mountains, and the water will never cause, the abundance of rain will never cause the structure to collapse. Because it's always going to move down. Does that make sense? As opposed to in England, let's say, it just gets absorbed and absorbed and absorbed, and he gets soaked up and things get shaky. In Eretz Yisrael, there's so much rock and so little rain that even if it does rain once, don't tell them to get rid of it. However, nowadays in Tzfas, the Shulchan Aruch, Mitzuyim Apoelis Batim Ibnei Agshamim, we spell it in Tzfas is different. Tzfas, there will be at times too much rain, which will jeopardize the structure of the building. In Tzfas, therefore, one does daven and one does fast for too much, when there's too much rain. See if you'd base. Kol Ir Sheish Potzor Mikol Elu. Okay. Any city which has one of those above mentioned tzoros, whether it's the flooding, whether it's the economic recession, whether it is the wild animals, whether it is all those examples mentioned. Kol Ir Sheish Potzor Mikol Elu. Oiso Ir, that particular city, Miss Ano, that city will fast, v'zorakin b'tfilah, will daven out, crying out to Hashem. U'mischanenim asrim b'shoifah, will also daven to Hashem, you'll blow the shoifah, al shetav ha'ratzor, until the tzor disappears. Until the wild animal have gone back. Until the rain is just right. Until the recession is sorted. You can daven and fast. V'chol tzvivoyseu mis'anois, and all the surrounding areas will fast, but will not blow the shofar. So there's a level underneath it. The surrounding areas will fast, but will not blow the shofar. Obviously, they will daven hard for their surrounding cities to be sorted and saved. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, no tanas, no public tefillas on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Chutz mitzvahs hamizonis shezorakin b'Shabbos, unless the only exception is if there is the economic financial depression, that one means allowed to daven on Shabbos as well. See if you'd give me a shikufa akum or no. What happens if there is goyim which sieged a city or no or a river? V'sfina teyefes b'yom. Or so you've got goyim who have sieged a city. They're camped around it, and you know those goyim are for no good. They are troublemakers, they are dangerous. And they've now encamped around, and you know, this is the imminent danger here. Or, Sfina Tehefes Bayom, you are in a boat, in a ship, there is a ship which is on sea, and not in a good place. Tehefes Bayom, it's not much sinking at that stage yet. Yeah, it's damage, in danger. Damaged, yes. Even if there's one person who's being chased by a goy, or one particular goy who is chased by a dangerous man, a robber, a dangerous threatening bandit, or even a person who's being chased by a dangerous spirit, whatever this exactly may mean, a person who's being chased by a ruach, or an evil spirit, or a very ill person, that there is imminent danger, real danger, on that day. With regards to davening for Chol Shabbos, a different discussion. Says the Shulchan Aruch, all those examples mentioned now, you're allowed to daven on Shabbos even for those people. Obviously, don't blow the shofar, but you're allowed to daven for those people in imminent danger. Who are they? This is the person being chased, the city in danger, the boat, the choyla. For all those people, when he's allowed to daven on Shabbos, but don't blow the shofar. The only reason why you're allowed to blow the shofar, as an alarming, as an alarm system of getting crowding the people to get together on Shabbos, you're allowed to blow the shofar. So don't blow the shofar as a means of tefillah, but you're allowed to, as a crowd gathering method, you're allowed to blow the shofar. Lazor achem v'latzilam. Seif Yud Dalet. M'tanis Elish Misan Matzois. All those Tanais you mentioned earlier. Ein Misan Elabohem. Loi Ubois. All those fast days. Expecting women do not fast. V'loi Menikois. Nursing mothers do not fast. V'loi Ktanim. Not. What's Ktanim?
Minus.
Yeah, we'll see exactly what that means. Minus. How would you translate minus? In what age? on the 13th. We'll get to that. We'll get to you in a minute. Umutorim lecho belayla, all those fasts you're allowed to eat by night, such as what? Such just like you're allowed to eat by night, like the minor fast. Yeah, avul pishim is aninamach. Although you're gonna fast throughout the whole day, but it's a fast that starts in the morning and finishes by night. Chutz metaniyos sakshomim. Besides the fast days for rain, in which one will start fasting already the night before. Habayisa, interesting chiddush over here. Interesting chiddush. You said that when with all those fasts for dangerous situations, yeah, all the dangerous situations. Pardon? Yeah, which ones are these? It's the ill person, it's the chased city, the siege city, the choyle, all those examples. So, pardon? All those dangerous situations. So, Shulchan Aruch says, Ketanim don't fast. I understand, nursing, expecting, alright, don't worry. Ketanim also don't fast. Define Ketanim. Define Ketanim.
On the
13th. On the 13th. We know that. Always. Pardon? So that would be part of that. Ketanim, I would have, had you asked me, I would have said, yeah, it's referring to the halacha. That on the 13th, don't fast. Says the Mishnah over here, something very interesting, and I don't have a pshat in this. Says the Mishnah, the name of the Morgan Avom, end of Sifkot Amid Beis, Morgan Avom Kostav, the Aminik, she engoys in Tainis, Elu, al Apsuchim, et Shmoyne Esrel, the Zohar? No. It's not talking about on the Bar Mitzvah, it's talking about on the 18th for boys. Chamesh Esrel in the Kerem, and 15 for girls.
Where do you
source
for this one?
It's the Morgan Avom, says it, that's the general... The Morgan Avraham says it. So you're talking about boys on the 18th don't fast, girls on the 15th. Very interesting. That's what we're saying. He says over Bar Mitzvah until 18 or until 15 don't fast. They're over Bar Mitzvah and they don't fast. But why? Why would you not be goyzer at tzibur? Normally, so my question is as follows. We know...
In a situation whereby by fasting you put them in danger, or
no, there's no danger here.
They're still growing, so maybe it's more risky.
But you don't say that on Shiva Sabatamas, you don't say it on Tainas Esther, you don't say it on you don't say it, you say that over mitzvah they fast. We never find over 18, what do you mean? If it's 14 is good to fast on Tainas Esther, 14, well, 16 years old, well, until 18th birthday you don't fast. Interesting. I know it's interesting. We don't normally exclude that. It's not a category that we normally exclude. Normally over Bar Mitzvah, they fast. Over Bar Mitzvah, they fast. It's interesting. I'm not familiar. There might be other. 20 there is. Okay, yeah, 20 it is. 18 we don't find. You're right. 15 for God. Who is stronger normally? Wait, what would you say? A 15-year-old boy is stronger, a 15-year-old girl is stronger? Who can hold the fast better?
Girls
are better for fasting better? I don't know. Boys are normally... Yeah, I would trust a 15-year-old boy to fast better than a 15-year-old girl. Yeah? I don't know, maybe it's just in my family. I don't know. but he was saying that boys can wait till 18. Girls go, 15 old girl, no rachmonas, off you go to far. So, does he refer only to boys? Yes. I don't know.
In other words, when you have like set fast, chazal set fast, rabbinic fast, the kavur.
You're right, yeah. And those fasts, which are not kavua, which are not established fixed fasts, but I'm asking, why are we more lenient than those fasts? And where do we find that category? You're right. You're 100% right. This is what the Shulchan Aruch is telling, what the Mishnah is telling us in the name of the Magen Avraham. These are not fixed fasts, and therefore we're lenient. Trying to understand why. Tezvav tells us, Tzibur she'olem shtei tzoris. What happens is Chas v'shalem, that's a really bad case, there's two simultaneous tzoris. So, what does that mean? There is a financial recession plus... There is earthquakes. Oh, I don't know. Whatever it may be, there's two things happening at once. So they're in a bad place. Don't move there. Don't move there, Rabbi Yisai. There's tzibur shel shtem tzoris. Enu vakshim rachimim elu al achas mehem. and you want to make katanas, only make katanas for one of those, not for both of them. You make katanas on one of the tzaros, not on both simultaneously. And you say the following words in the tefillah. Although we have many tzaros, but we're still davening for one tzaro. We're not davening for both. If there's famine and pandemic, you go first for the when we'll daven first for the famine and then for the pandemic. Because if there is panosa, then things are always in a better place. Habayis, that's interesting. I don't understand hashkafically. I wonder if anybody's got any hashkafic understanding in this concept. Why will we not be goyzer tainis on two tzaros simultaneously? Why not? Why can you not fast for earthquakes and pandemic? For, you know, if that's the situation, they are never in a bad place.
It's a shame you just like you don't ban la mitzvahs.
Yes, but la mitzvahs, I understand. But this is two reasons. It's two separate reasons.
By saying we're going to just do.
Is it a zilzul?
Yeah, of course.
You should. Every soul deserves its own.
If you were really worried about it, if you're really into it,
you don't cut both together. You're saying.
You can't do more than one in one.
Well, I thought you said about both.
Because it's a garden bucket. It's like a typical
process. Our own amida to fill out for loads of different things that we do. Why don't we just do one thing?
It undermines the potency of the times if you're focusing on lots of different things. It shows that you're just a catch all, you know, just you want to wash, you know, shampoo conditioner one, you know, it's a bit.
Too bad. We just finished off deep design. One second, let's just finish design. Every day there's a fast because of tzoros, basin of the skinny version of the Knesset, Boitkim al Mansa and Shair. Very important, Alocha, the basin of the city, the elders will. They will check on, they'll investigate on what do the Yidden do, what's wrong with them. The Zkenim of the city, the elders of the community, will look at what's wrong in that particular community. They have to tashn about this. And they have to give Musa, and they have to take the pressure, the people who are the pressurizing, the big boys, you know, the ones we call the big boys, the heavyweights in the communities, they are to be told off. They take responsibility. After lunch, after midday, well, there's no lunch, so after midday, there's a Kiyas HaTorah, you read from the Novi, and the last part of the day, there will be Mincha, Bung Shofa, Bezvakim, Kvikoicham, which is interesting about Yisrael. We look at the elders of the community to tell the communities what's wrong with them. So don't say, oh, who are they already? They don't know, they're out of touch, they don't know, they're not. No. It's a skein of the Kela, which give the Musa, and they have to identify what's wrong in the community and what can be rectified. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, that's it for this evening. I wish you a very pleasant evening, and we will continue tomorrow.